This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Discussion we have every week as part of the Good Day program. Joining me, as usual, Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, and Greg Stebbin, who, among other things, is the author of the book Wacky... No, that's what it's called. It's just what it is. Wacky White House Confidential, I was going to call it. But so how did after... he's actually the tech editor for Men's Health Magazine, and why he would be on this hour of the program. But he's a very, very prolific fellow, has a great brain, and therefore is able to conjure up all kinds of things. I was thinking of writing a barn house confidential about my cows and the horses and the other things that are on the farm. And instead of a picture of the White House, we're going to have a picture of the barn. What do you think? You want to co-write that with me?
Is this like the sequel to Animal Farm?
Yes, it could be. Yes, Animal
I would kill.
Animal Farm.
I would kill to be your collaborator on that.
Oh, thank you. All right, let's work on that.
Who would you kill?
Yeah, please.
Just out of curiosity.
Yeah,
right. Well, you've been to both conventions
the past
few weeks.
I would kill it.
Oh, okay.
All right, so how did you find... this is not politics, but I just wanted to spend a minute. I mean, this is not technology. This is politics. The two organizations, DNC and the GOP, you were there. You found probably a lot of people interested in buying the book. And I hope it did well. I hope it's doing well. White House Confidential, you can get it on Amazon. But the technology, you must have been observing how the two parties use technology. How did you, were they both about the same? Were they equally skilled? Or was there a decided edge with either the Republicans or the Democrats as to how they used all sorts of technology?
Well, that's actually a really fascinating question. So first of all, from the media perspective, the two conventions could not have been more different. The Cleveland convention, the Republican convention, was incredibly well organized to make the media's job easier. At the Democratic convention in Philadelphia, it almost looked like media was an afterthought.
Mm-hmm.
It was, and overall, the experience, even for the delegates in Philadelphia, there were some serious problems. I actually think that I always blank on her name. Is it Schultz Wasserman? I think if she hadn't had to step down over the email thing, she probably would have had to step down over the planning of the convention. It was the wrong venue, it was the wrong location, and it was the wrong planning. I mean, it was not.
She's been a horror show for years.
Yeah. So that being said, let me talk more about what happened in Cleveland, because it was easier to kind of get your head around it. There was a whole building devoted to media. Now, 4 years ago at the Republican convention, and as a tradition, there was a thing called Radio Row, and you'd have these rows of radio hosts in essentially exhibit booths, 10 by 10 booths, doing their shows, sometimes even closer together, sometimes even shoulder to shoulder. There was no Radio Row in Cleveland. It was actually called Media Row, and I would guess there were 10 times more media there. And whereas on Radio Row in 2012, the average age was probably 40, in Cleveland, the average age of the media professional, I'm guessing, was 25.
So you're talking about radio, television, internet.
Internet. And I was so jealous. I wished I was 25 as I watched these millennials pull out their cameras, aka their phones, shoot video, shoot audio, sit down at the Google Cafe at a table, edit that audio or video and post it online, turning it around in 5 or 10 minutes, all while sipping a latte and having a conversation with the other people at the table.
Pretty much the way it is, isn't it, huh? Wow.
Well, you know, it's funny, Doug. One of the shows that we do here on the weekend is hosted by a former news guy that I grew up here in Washington watching. And he told me about his last years kind of on the street as a reporter, where, you know, in the good old days, you would go out with a reporter, with a sound man, and a cameraman. Then at the end of his career, before he retired, it was you went out with the camera and yourself.
Yes.
And you set the camera up on the corner, and then you went and stood 5 feet in front of it and talked back to the studio.
Right. Yeah.
And now you hold the camera in your hand or have a selfie stick.
Right.
I actually did a live TV interview into an iPhone. I technically wasn't on television. It was actually on Facebook Live, but for one of the TV stations in Cleveland. And I could not kind of get my head around the fact that that was the camera. I have a career of talking into TV cameras, even though they got smaller and smaller and smaller. But yeah. Boy, I don't know how much smaller they can get than an iPhone. Well, a GoPro, Frank.
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right, so there was a distinct difference, and that's very interesting. Did you find that the Democratic Convention, the younger people, if there was any way of getting something done, were doing it, or was it entirely, you said, different?
Well, it was that way, too. No, the physical setup was different, so it was harder to really... You couldn't identify the media from the party people and the delegates and everything, so it was a little harder to know who was who, but I know the exact same thing was going on. I mean, there were millennials creating content everywhere, and instead of a Google Cafe, there was actually a much larger Facebook cafe, essentially. And, you know, these public places like this were really put there to enable media to create content.
Were they put up by Facebook? Did Facebook or Yahoo?
They sponsored these places. I'm sure they paid a lot of money.
I'm so fascinated that before, when the political parties used to organize foot campaigns through the neighborhoods to knock on doors and hand out literature, that now it has turned into, there's people that I see on Facebook. It seems like it's a full-time job, them touting the greatness of their candidate and the horrible things that the other candidate does. And this has replaced going door-to-door and knocking on doors. People sitting at home or at Starbucks, wherever, trying to convince as many people as they can via Twitter or Facebook or wherever that this is who you should vote for.
Well, and I would actually argue, because I always find myself in this sort of dichotomous place in the world of technology. I think perhaps one of the biggest openings in the campaign of 2016 will be the campaign that recognizes how important it is to do both the Facebook Twitter thing and to get tons of people with feet on the ground knocking on doors and having real human face-to-face intimate conversations with people to talk to them about why they should vote for the candidate of the door knocker's choice.
Sure.
Yep. Pretty amazing, isn't it, the way things are?
Sure is.
All right, in a moment, the latest on a new Android phone from BlackBerry. Listen up. This is Tech Talk at 14 past the hour.
Hello, this is America's healthcare advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in 3 major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats: asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s, fat that's good for you.
Haynes manuals are now available in online format for all electronic devices. With Haynes Manual Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual. Added features include the ability to enlarge every color photo, a keyword search function, and a detailed troubleshooting section. There are over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle online manuals to choose from, with more being added every day. Go to Haynes.com and enter your make, model, and year to find the Haynes online manual for your vehicle. You can do it for yourself. Let Haynes Manuals Online show you how.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese. Please, I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This report is brought to you by Pilot Pen. Up to 43% of U.S. students face bullying and cyberbullying while in school, and 6 out of 10 teenagers witness bullying in schools once a day. The statistics are alarming, which makes it even more important to help erase this issue in our schools. Pilot Pen is partnering with Stomp Out Bullying, the leading national bullying prevention organization, to help raise awareness and erase bullying for good. Greta Monahan, lifestyle expert, TLC star, mother.
It's vital that you pay attention and ask questions if something seems to be wrong with your child. We need to empower children to stand up for themselves and others when they witness bullying, and monitor your child's online activity in a way that will help you recognize and address signs of cyberbullying.
Pilot wants to make sure that students have the best tools and are primed for learning this year. Pilot's Frixian Clicker Erasable Pen has revolutionary ink formulated to write smoothly and erase cleanly, helping to reduce back-to-school stress. For more, visit helperasebullying.com.
17 after the hour, Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Greg Stebbin, who's the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. The most secure Android smartphone new from BlackBerry. How desirable is this?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I don't think most people spend appropriate amount of time thinking about how dangerous that phone in their pocket is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you lose your phone and you have not password protected it and password protected the most sensitive stuff in your phone, you could just be in for a world of trouble. And I don't know if anyone has done a survey, but I'd be curious to know how many people have actually password protected or used their fingerprint to protect their phone at all. I'm guessing it's probably a pretty low number.
I'm protected because I don't have one and use one.
There you go. You're protected. But the majority of people are walking around with smartphones in their pockets. And, the first name in phone security and enterprise security for mobile email was BlackBerry. And I think that they have a good shot at having success here by using exactly the approach they are. This phone is called the DTEK 50, D-T-E-K 50. It's a $299 phone. It's an Android phone. It looks like a traditional Android phone. I think the price point is smart. You don't have to pay for this over many months of time. Many people could just walk in and pay for it, watch their monthly cell phone bill go down, own the phone. And I think if BlackBerry does an effective job of making people understand how insecure their current phone is, there will be a lot of people looking to buy devices like this to help them secure it.
And as iPhone, would you expect that Apple will come out with something to compete with this?
I think Apple will come out with an explanation of why theirs is equally secure. And to be honest, this hasn't been out long enough to do a side-by-side comparison.
If I lose my iPhone, I can log into findmyiphone.com and just kill my iPhone remotely.
Yes. Yeah, you can do that with an Android phone. You can wipe it as well.
Right.
What BlackBerry has done is actually built a dashboard inside the phone so that at a moment's glance, you can look and see what's putting you at risk, including not just do I lose my phone, but what are the apps on my phone doing to spy on me? The iPhone enables
that. Oh, that's neat. Yeah.
All right. Up and coming next, how Pokemon Go will change the world as we know it. 21 after the hour.
about RVs, you've heard about bunkers. But surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen of the Rich McFadden and Greg Steben, who's the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. So this Pokemon thing has me all excited. No. But it has a lot of other people excited. And it's going to change the world. The closest I got to the Pokemon Go craze were people coming into the barnyard wanting to know if there was a Pokemon Go clue or something in the barnyard. And so we promptly sent them on their way.
Pull out the shotgun.
Well, what I would like to suggest, Doug, is so if that had been my barn or I had been visiting you, yes, I would have actually laid down what's called a lure, L-U-R-E, to encourage more people to come to your farm, and then I would have sat there with at a card table selling them books.
Yeah, and what I'll do next year when the farm store opens again, it's closed now, so there's no reason for anybody to be there. But right, if I was running the store, the dairy store, I'd have that stuff everywhere.
Yes. Yes. So I actually did a little experiment in Philadelphia where I did what is called offering a free lure. So it cost me, you know, a couple of dollars an hour, and it encouraged Pokemon Go players to come near where I was at, and I sat there with a table full of books and sold books because I wanted to see what would happen. And you know what? I had a great time and got to watch people playing this game stumble upon me because I had, in a sense, laid out some bait.
How many books did you sell? 2,000-3,000?
Oh, at least that many.
Okay, so what is there really and truly about this? What's different about this Pokemon from Pokemon before? And where did this start? How did this start?
Pokemon
and
before,
why
you had to sit in your basement and have a controller hooked up to a game system.
In 1997,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So what's interesting about this Pokemon Go phenomena is it uses a thing called augmented reality, and augmented reality is not new. Pokemon Go did not invent it. they are not even debuting it, but they are debuting it in a way that appeals to the masses. So there have been apps, free and paid apps on your phone that have used augmented reality for a long time. It just wasn't very sexy, and you'd use it for a minute and then never use it again. You'd marvel. I'll give you an example. If you're in New York City, you can put an app on your phone, and when you open the app with augmented reality, you're looking through your camera at the street in front of you, and then floating in space on your screen are actual indicators of bus and subway stops. And those indicators of bus and subway stops are not really there other than when you look through your phone. If you look without the phone, you just see a normal street scene. In other words, it's augmenting reality, thus the name. Pokemon Go is the first time someone was able to take that technology that already existed, weave it into a game, largely driven, I think, initially by the nostalgia for Pokemon, and make it something that the world suddenly could see and understand and would spend huge amounts of time interacting with. And I do believe that this game will change the world, because now all kinds of companies are looking at this thing called augmented reality and understanding how powerful it is and how useful it can be used for business and service. And of
how
course,
do you use it for something like the radio, seeing as there's nothing tangible here?
Well, so let's not talk about the radio. I'd have to think about that. But let's say, but I'm sure we could think of an application. I just can't do it on the fly. But let's say you're an appliance company like General Electric. I call in. This actually happened to me 15 years ago. I called into GE. I had a problem with a dryer. And before there was augmented reality, I paid $25. And a technician somewhere in the world literally over the phone talked me through how to fix my dryer. In a world with augmented reality, same idea. I dial up using my phone, General Electric, and using augmented reality, I'm looking at the back of my dryer, and it's showing me, using the power of augmented reality, what to remove, how to take it out, how to detect whether it needs to be replaced, and then actually putting in the spare part.
Oh, that would be awesome.
You can imagine that in many, many parts of your world. I mean, you know, as a medical tool.
Cooking.
Cooking, yes. I mean, suddenly YouTube becomes much more useful when you're actually, in a sense, watching the YouTube video while looking at the thing that you're trying to understand how to do. I would love to use this to get help learning how to tie a double Windsor tie.
There you go. All right, 29 past the hour here on Good Day.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Budweiser, America, and Florida Georgia Line.
I still remember our first big show. Budweiser's in the air, and hearing the crowd sing our song.
That's when it really feels like America is in our hands.
And when I'm holding a nice cold Budweiser that says America on the front.
That too. Cheers.
This Bud's for you.
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert. expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
On Good Day, I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Greg Sibben, the editor of the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. I had somebody else in mind. Excuse me. I have so many editors and publishers on this program, I get lost sometimes. Okay, so Elon Musk is the creator of the Tesla. He's the creator of SpaceX. He's the creator of PayPal. He's creative. Now he wants to get into the back to the battery business because that's what propels his cars. But it seems there's quite a large market for batteries. So my head is about to explode, I've been told. They have this, I think they're opening the factory, are they not? Is it this week?
Well, they opened it to...
Oh, they did?
Essentially, no, it's not up and running, but it's they opened it for a tour to media and other friends of the Tesla company.
Right.
I think it's going to open in 2018. It is a $5 billion project.
Mm-hmm.
It will be able to create, I believe, in its first year, enough batteries to power 500,000 electric cars. And to do it more economically and more efficiently. I mean, that's really the key to electric cars and energy self-sufficiency.
This is from the guy who invented PayPal. I can figure out how his Tesla runs, but I can't for the life of me figure out how PayPal runs. I can make the car, yep, but PayPal.
But here's all you do, Doug. You open an account, you put in the number 100,000, and then you click the button with my name on it, and we'll give it a test.
That's it.
So, this Elon Musk guy, is he actually the brains behind some of this technology, or is he just the guy with the money who says, you, all you geniuses, I'd love to be able to do this. Go.
I think that if you talk to him, you would realize, I mean, clearly he can't do it all and he can't know it all, but I think when you listen to him speak, you realize that he's not just a guy sitting in a leather desk chair delegating. He really does fundamentally understand exactly what he's doing.
In 1,000 years, are people going to go Da Vinci, Ben Franklin, Thomas Edison, Elon Musk?
Yeah, I think people are already saying that.
Wow.
Yeah,
I'm not.
Rich is.
I think that's the case.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things, Doug, when you introduced him, one of the things that is worth adding is he also owns a company called Solar City, which is in the business. Essentially what happens, Solar City, I know, has a presence in California and other states.
Yeah.
This is a company that essentially goes in and says, we'll lease your roof from you, install the solar panels, and then sell you back the electricity for far less than you're paying now, and we get to keep the rest and sell it to others. When you look at everything he's done beyond PayPal, it all begins to add up to one thing that revolves around power. Hmm. And he has another product that's coming from Tesla called the Powerwall, which is revolutionary in the sense that solar power is great as long as you have enough stuff to power with it in real time. The Powerwall is yet another battery product that can take solar power and save it for when you need it, like nighttime. I mean, he can change the world.
He is changing
the world, and he's all in. And I think he's made bets on this stuff that could have wiped him out financially. And he just keeps, you know, there was a point at which Tesla was really on the ropes, and he just kept putting money in and believing in what he was doing. Yes, I think he deserves to be put with those others, you know, like
a visionary.
He is a visionary, different than a Steve Jobs visionary, because fundamentally, I think he does understand.
Let me ask you this.
At a molecular level.
Okay. So there's a sort of tacit way of understanding how this works in America. He's building the factory in America, building the cars in America. He is an American, but he wasn't born here. Is this another example of something that could not be done anywhere else because all of the pieces don't come together? Or could this be done in China? He chooses to be here. Could it be done in Canada, Mexico? Could it be done in Ukraine? Or is this just something...
I think the government owns you that, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, you know, my answers to that is, if I was going to pick another country for this to happen in, it wouldn't be any of the ones you listed. It would be Israel.
Mm-hmm. Good.
I'm blanking on his name now, but there was an Israeli named... I can't remember his name. Shai...
Bob.
Bob, yeah. His name was Bob. Anyway, his company was called, I think, A Better World. And his idea, this was 10 or 15 years ago, was let's build electric cars, and when you pull into a filling station, instead of standing there or sitting in the car filling it with battery power, as we do today, you literally just slide the battery out and put another one in. sort of like when you go to get a new tank for your barbecue at Home Depot, right? And he was ahead of his time, brilliant idea, but ahead of his time. One of the things that was so exciting about this vision was when he would introduce the idea by saying, if there's any country in the world that has a vested interest in being free of dependency on oil, it's the nation of Israel. Mm. Well, the world of energy has changed since then, and I think Elon Musk might have been able to build this company in Israel. He might even be Israeli, I'm not sure. But one of the things he talks about is why he feels it's so important to bring manufacturing back to the United States, and he sees his efforts as being part of that movement.
That'll make him popular in and of itself. So the story of the newest ideas from a guy who's got great ideas. You love people who just spend their entire life creating and have nothing but idea. Every morning they wake up, okay, what's today's idea? It's yeah. great. I mean, it really is. It's, if you well, think about how these minds work. And everybody's mind could work this way if they would learn how to clear out the garbage. Very hard for some people to do, but some people are on purpose. Some people are on point. Some people know how to compartmentalize things, push this out, bring something else in. It's a real gift, frankly, a real gift. So, anyway, that's that. Now, in the next few moments, we're going to decide or figure out how to make hard drives out of atoms or with atoms. I have the idea. Richie and I have gotten together over the weekend, and Greg, we've developed a hard drive that uses atoms. And
really?
We're gonna
yep.
explain how it works.
It's in Doug's freezer right now.
Yeah, right. It sure is. Next to the old ice cream.
Eat it by mistake when you're reaching for the vanilla.
Greg Stebbins, Rich McFadden, Doug Stebbins at 42 past the hour on Tech Talk Time.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motorcycle and car insurance bundled like macaroni and cheese, please. I got discounts up the wazoo. Yahoo! Saving money, riding down the open road on my bike, dropping fine rhymes, then dropping the mic. Assuming that's okay with the venue.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
I am more worried than ever before about the push by some leaders to silence the speech of those with whom they disagree. It's a trend that frightens me. Even in a presidential campaign, which should produce discussion and debate on major issues, one prominent organization is actually called for the arrest of a major candidate because its leaders disagree with his political views. Ironically, the same organization recently called for neutrality on the Internet to protect free speech. They should look through the lens of liberty and remember that in America, the people have a right to consider all opinions. And if we disagree with some candidates, we defeat them in fair elections, not throw them in jail.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear. Don't miss out on the lowest prices of the season event at Sam's Club this Saturday, August 6th. Get a Vizio 55-inch 4K SmartCast TV, just $428. Doors open at 7 a.m. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. Firestone Complete Auto Care is celebrating 90 years of keeping cars running newer, longer. Visit your local Firestone Complete Auto Care and get a $70 prepaid card by mail when you buy 4 eligible Bridgestone tires. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrends Financial can help. Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends Financial, funding for the life of your business.
All right, we're at 45 and change past the hour. This is Good Day's Tech Talk time, our weekly get-together discussing some of the latest in technology. Greg Stebbin, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. Rich and I have created a new hard drive, and we've used atoms to do it. And when there wasn't an atom available, we looked for Eve. And where there wasn't an atom or an Eve, we looked around for an apple or a snake, see if we could use that to power the hard drive. And you'd be amazed, Greg, at how well this works. Rich will explain.
So, Doug, there's a thing called Moore's Law.
Whatever
you just said, yeah.
Moore's Law
predicts that the scale of electronic components will halve every 2 years.
Right, what you said.
All right. So everybody's been trying to make hard drives and computer processors smaller and smaller and smaller.
I certainly have been. I spend every day trying to figure out how to make my hard drive smaller. Yep.
Well, these scientists are actually physicists from the Netherlands.
They would be both. A physicist would be designed would be defined as a scientist.
Right, but a scientist wouldn't necessarily be a physicist.
Right. So, exactly. Yep.
Have decided, well, let's just start at the smallest level and go up. So a hard drive is made out of magnets, the positive and negative. So if you have a positive and then a negative, that's two bits. And then those are your zeros and ones, right?
Yep.
What these guys have decided to do is freeze atoms and have an atom and a space, and those are your zeros and your ones. And by freezing them, the atoms don't move. So they can create a set hard drive and use that to create information. And the fascinating thing about this is that if they made a hard drive the size of a postage stamp, it could contain all of the written words ever written by man. Every book, every newspaper, every magazine, everything ever written, scrolls, the tablets that came down, everything on the size of a postage stamp. And you look at this and you think about, there's also nanotechnology. And nanotechnology is using matter to store and create digital information. And also, nanotechnology is going to be working inside your veins and your heart to clear out clots and to build things with nanotechnology. So this stuff has gotten, this technology has gotten so small. It's just, and it's moving rapidly. I mean,
this is a technical question. If we have all of these intelligent people that can figure all of this out, why can't we get somebody decent to run for president? We got all these people.
Look, because they're making too much money figuring all this stuff out.
Well, I mean, you know, to approach that question, you know, like, seriously,
yeah,
they're very different. They're very different jobs, aren't they?
Yes,
I mean,
they are.
The what I think a developer or a physicist would explain is that they're working in an environment that is completely predictable. You just have to. The only reason we didn't know how to do this 20 or 50 years ago is that we hadn't unraveled the clues yet. In the world of politics, you're dealing in a world that's completely unpredictable. And what is the source of all that unpredictability?
People.
Clueless people.
People.
Yeah. I mean, I've spent
machine.
20 years trying to figure Doug out and can't do it.
Well, there you go.
I'm easy.
You are therefore qualified to be president of the United
States. I am qualified to be president. I'd be better than these boobs, that's for sure. All right. We have 10 minutes for the hour here on the Tech Talk time visit.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
We have 53 past the hour. This is Tech Talk time. Greg Stebbin, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. Target has a new app called Cartwheel that allows you to see coupon deals for items all over the store. You can search for the deals by category, or you can use a built-in scanner to actually scan the items that you're buying to see if they're on sale. This has been done elsewhere, has it not? Or is this a first? I thought this sort of thing you could do in most any store.
Well, I think pieces of this have been done. I think putting them it all together is new and novel. And I think you could only do this by being the retailer yourself, because you ultimately have control over your inventory and some control over what actually happens in the aisles of your store.
But this is stupid.
Tell us how you really feel.
What happened to a good old sign on the shirt that says 30% off?
Yeah. I'll tell you why.
I'm with Doug on this one. This is stupid.
I'll tell you why I don't think it's stupid. Is it enables them to offer you, Rich, who are a very special customer, better deals than me, because I'm not a very special customer. And it will encourage both of us, if we're scanning an item and see it's on sale, that they can give us more information and personalized information on our phones than they can by posting it all over the store. And posting it all over the store just creates a big overloading mess. And so now I'm buying toilet paper and it's half price. I might buy 10 10 times more toilet paper while I'm standing there and have access to that information versus going home, seeing it in the flyer in the newspaper or seeing it online and then smacking my forehead and saying, I would have bought 10 times more.
So
Target's motivation here is to sell you 10 times more of everything you want to buy.
So I have the app that saves all of my, what are they called, the cards for all the different stores if you have a membership card. And I went to Sears yesterday just to buy some T-shirts and socks. Okay, Sears is a good place to buy T-shirts. And they had a great sale. Everything was like 50% off. Like, wow, I'm going to buy this and buy that and buy that. When I went to pay for it, the woman would not take no for an answer when asking for my phone number. I said, I'm just buying T-shirts. You don't need my phone number.
Right.
She's like, well, maybe you'll get an extra discount because I was like, it's already 50% off. Like, how much more are you going to be able to give me? Well, just give me your phone number. We'll check. No, I don't want to give you my phone number. She asked me six times for my phone number. And I finally started getting angry. I don't want to give you my phone number. And that's what this is, Greg. They are looking to get more information out of you so that they can offer you more deals personalized to you, which is great. But when I don't want to give my information, all of a sudden I can't do business.
Well, but I think there's three things here. I mean, first of all, yes, they want to, everything you said is true. Plus, and this is the brilliance of what Target has done here, they want to make sure you never shop anywhere else, including Amazon.com, by the way. They want to make sure that this is such a useful app for you that you would never even consider going to Sears. Now, your interaction was with a human, and she didn't give you choice, and that's the problem here. I mean, with any app like this, you have the choice of opening the app or even downloading the app or not. That was one person, and you know what were we talking about before the break? The unpredictability of human beings. You know, I'm sure, I'm not sure. I would guess she was not trained to be that persistent, but you know what? She may get a bonus for every time she gets someone
exactly.
And that, you know, that is a problem in merchandising in our world. And I think apps like this can address it because it gives you control at the checkout and in the aisle. And I think what most of us want in a world where we're being watched so much is control.
Really?
You don't have control. If she were a waitress, she would have spit on my food. I know it.
Really?
She might have spit on your T-shirts.
Maybe.
But people just roll over and they just give the information. That's what astounds me. Nobody questions. Oh, yeah, okay, here's my phone number.
Exactly.
What amazes me, and I've watched this happen over and over again, is when you're maybe not at a retail store, but for instance, you've moved and you're calling to turn on the power or the water or something. And one of the questions they just ask you for no reason is, what's your Social Security number?
Yeah, never give anybody your Social Security.
Never. Thank you.
Give anybody the Social Security.
But I mean, people will just answer either because they were asked. And
you go into a doctor's office and they say, well, I mean, Social Security. No, I'm not going to give it to you. But we need it for our records. No, you don't. Yes, well, the form says. I don't care what the form says. You're not getting my Social Security number.
End of story. Answer.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, or it's just say no. Just say no. Where's Nancy Rose? She's gone now.
Say is, I don't have my card.
Greg Stebbin, Rich McFadden, Doug Stebbin, 10:59.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.